If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Jenny Volen Katz, the executive director of the Independent Prison Monitor, the John Howard Association. Was my introduction correct? You've been around for that long?
That's exactly right. We have.
My gosh. So you go into all correctional facilities on what, a monthly basis, a yearly basis in Illinois?
So we go into all of the state-run prisons. We are not in the 92 county jails in the state of Illinois, but we are in all of the facilities run by the Illinois Department of Corrections, and we conduct a few to several monitoring visits per month going into different facilities. So unfortunately, we rarely make it into every state prison within a year's time, but within 2 to 3 years, we will have been able to complete a visit to every facility.
And how many state prisons do we have in Illinois?
Well, it's always an interesting question. It depends on how you count them. So there are, you know, technically, I think there are about 34 facilities run by the Illinois Department of Corrections, but some of those are things like work camps that are part of a parent facility, adult transition centers, which two of which are run by outside entities for the Illinois Department of Corrections. So we usually talk about 28 secure facilities.
And even though you're incarcerated, you have a right to health care. And I understand in 2023, there was a $4 billion contract signed with Wexford Health Sources. And at that point, a lot of people stood up and said, nope, 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 not good. We shouldn't do that. What has happened since then?
Yeah, so Wexford has been providing healthcare services inside the Illinois Department of Corrections for several years. And there has also been ongoing litigation against Wexford and the Illinois Department of Corrections for several years based on access to care and, frankly, quality or lack thereof of medical care provided to people who are incarcerated in Illinois state prisons. So there was a request for proposal posted by the Illinois Department of Corrections for a new provider in 2023, and I don't know exactly what solicitations were sent in, what kind of proposals came to the Illinois Department of Corrections. We were told not many. And Wexford ended up with the contract again, which was deeply concerning given all the problems that the Illinois system has experienced with medical
care.
Can
I hold you right there just because we have a breaking weather story? So Steve needs to break in for a second.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, sure, sure.
Kind of hard to get back to the train of thought you were on, I would imagine. But where are we? Where are we today? And is there a new contract? What is happening?
So my understanding of the situation is that in June of this year, the Illinois Department of Corrections called for an emergency contract, and there is a process administratively that the agency has to go through to declare a contractual emergency and then move forward with securing a new contract. And there's an opportunity for the entity with which they have a contract to contest the new contract. But the upshot is that the Illinois Department of Corrections has entered into an emergency contract with Centurion, which is another for-profit private correctional health care provider. So exactly what this will look like in terms of when they come into the facilities and how they transition in and Wexford transitions out is not exactly clear yet, because there are these administrative hurdles where people can contest contracts and things like that that will sort of change the timelines.
And of course, one of the big issues when it comes to health care for those incarcerated in the state of Illinois is mental health care, because many of these people are going to be out in our society again at some point, and we want them to be well mentally, not just physically. So that's got to play a big part of the importance of this health care, I would imagine.
So I would say both medical care and mental health care are hugely important to people in custody, and it should be important to all of us. And exactly as you point out, the people who are in prison are going to rejoin our communities, and prison health really is public health. So making sure that people's needs are being met, that they are being provided with decent medical care and mental health treatment so that they can go forward differently, helpfully, productively, is critically important. Not only do people retain a constitutional right to at least adequate care when they're in custody, this is about their future well-being and the well-being of all of us. And that's something we should all care deeply about, both at a level in terms of these being our fellow human beings and we should care about them, and also understanding that their health impacts all of us, our safety, our use of resources, and our ability to be a successful, productive society, quite frankly.
And do you have any ability to visit ICE detention centers?
We do not have that authority or that existing relationship with the federal government. But that said, there's really no secure facility that we wouldn't be interested in going in to monitor. So if invited, we would happily go in so that we could see what's going on and try to increase transparency and bring out the concerns people inside are experiencing so that they can be addressed.
And is there any group similar to yours in Florida that might be looking into what is now called Alligator Alcatraz, or is your group pretty much unique to Illinois?
So we are a state-based organization. We only monitor the facilities in Illinois. There are other states that have versions of oversight entities like us, and some that have fully mandated, resourced state agencies devoted to correctional oversight monitoring. So Florida, I do not believe, has that kind of office. I do know there have been citizen groups mobilizing to increase transparency into the Florida prison system. I don't know whether or not they've been given access to Alligator Alcatraz, but I certainly hope someone from outside the prison system and outside the immigration detention system is allowed in to see what's actually going on inside that facility and what the conditions are really like, because it's very, very concerning.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Jenny Volen-Katz is the executive director of the Independent Prison Monitor, the John Howard Association. If you want to see who they are, what they do, the JHA.org, the JHA.org.